You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, this is Adam Torres, and I'm here to tell you that it has never been easier to start your very own podcast. At Mission Matters, our goal is to amplify stories that matter. That means we want to help you start your podcast because your story matters. We can do this in three different ways. One, join our podcast school and take a free or paid course. Two, visit our resources page where we've already figured out what you need, such as where to host your podcast. Or three, heck, we can even do everything for you through our podcast agency, including editing for cheaper than you can do in-house. Oh, and no contracts, services month to month. Get started by heading over to missionmatters.com and click on Start a Podcast. All right, now let's get into the show. Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Business Podcast, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Dana Roberts on the line, and she's co-founder over at Red Drop. Dana, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me here.
Oh my gosh, so excited to have you on the show. I know I had your other co-founder, Monica, on the show in the past, and we had a great time, and I'm just so excited about what you're doing and your product. Definitely want to have you on also to give your side of the story. So always fun to have both sides of the co-founder's story. So just to get us kicked off, before we go into the company, so I want to get into Red Drop, but before we do, tell us a little bit more about your background and really how you got started as an entrepreneur.
Wow. So my background is in education. I'm a lifelong educator, started as a teacher and still a teacher at heart. And now I am a school administrator in Atlanta. I'm also a mom and of three wonderful children. And so honestly, that is what cultivated entrepreneurship with Red Drop. Just the relationships that I've built with my scholars and with my own children and saw a need. And so that's how it flourished.
Wow. So you wear a lot of hats. So you're not busy at all, are you, Dana?
Just a little bit.
Oh, that's awesome. So there's some other people listening right now that aren't quite as far along as you and Monica. So meaning they're just maybe getting started, or they have an idea or a venture that they want to get into, but they're not exactly sure how to get started. So now you have the benefit of hindsight, right? So you've done it, you started your company, you're out there and you're launching. So what kind of advice would you give to that new entrepreneur out there that's maybe listening to this and has that idea that they just got to get out?
Wow, that's a great question. My advice would be, A, just don't give up. When you learn the story of Red Drop, you would hear that this idea that I had is over 10 years old. It started with me becoming a teacher. And so I would say, don't give up. Stay true to the passion and the purpose. And also be open to it evolving. Some of the evolution of Red Drop, where it is today, I never saw it coming, and I knew that it needed to be there. And with the help of Monica and my other team on Red Drop, and so they helped me push it along and helped it evolve. And sometimes you have to let that baby go a little bit, so it can grow. And so that would be my advice as well, is to be firm, but also to see it flourish where it can, and just stay true to it. It'll work, I promise. Yeah.
That's awesome. So let's just tip of it. So I do want to get more into the company. So tell us a little bit more about Red Drop and your vision for the company.
Well, my vision for the company is actually coming into fruition. We are launching our first period kit in the next month. Like I said, I was a teacher, and what I saw was a real sincere need girls were starting their cycles or their periods with me, and they were grossly unprepared. Their parents were unprepared. You know, I've had girls basically ask me, you know, what's happening to my body? Am I dying? You know, why is this happening? Did I do something wrong? And I realized and recognized that it was a travesty, that this is just a natural part of life. And also, as the mother of two daughters, I made a vow that my daughters would never have to endure something like that. And so in doing that, I said, okay, well, I'm going to make sure that all the girls that are at least in my care that I can touch, my scholars, you know, they're going to be fine. And so it started off really with a class full of maybe 15 to 18 girls in a single gender environment. And most of them started their periods with me. And so I started creating these kits for them. And they knew exactly, you know, where to go, where to get the products in my room, and then just really ushering each girl on their own particular journey. And some girls were prepared and most girls weren't. Most moms were a basket case. Most dads were like, are you kidding me? Are we having this conversation? My daughter is only 10 or my daughter is only 12. I am not ready for this. And so I just realized that if we are really going to empower and equip a generation of, you know, rising young women, we have to start here. And it's nothing bad. It's human. It's just a part of life. And so we really wanted to take away the taboo of what this is associated with having a period is what associated with, and just cultivate the journey. And so how we did that was Monica, of course, is a serial entrepreneur. And so I went to her and said, hey, I have this wonderful idea. And she wasn't ready yet, to be honest. She was working on another project and my Monica's daughter's a baby. And so I just kind of started making my impact the way I could with girl to girl in my classroom and my school. And then she finally called me and she said, hey, you know what? I'm ready. I understand what you're saying. And so what we did do is that we realized that there were not products specifically made for younger girls, for girls with their body types. And so we curated a pad and created a pad that was just for girls, just for a girl that is starting her cycle and that could mature into her journey. And then we also realized that they're not prepared at school. So how can we help girls, moms, dads, and even caretakers, school nurses, you know, teachers, coaches, how can we help them make sure that girls are going to be, hey, under, you know, under their watch? And so that's really what Red Drop is and what Red Drop has cultivated into. And so we're really excited to launch in the next month our first period kits where, you know, families, caretakers can order a kit for their girl and make sure that they're okay when they get ready to start their journey into womanhood.
Wow, what an amazing story. And so what kind of feedback have you heard from the kits and kind of when you were testing and when you were kind of getting the product together? What kind of feedback did you hear?
So when I first started kits, they weren't with our products, right? And so, you know, what I realized was that's just really how we got to Red Drop. What I realized is that these products aren't just made for their body types. You know, they weren't sticking. They weren't as absorbent. And so then we started to curate and test our own pads and actually did a wonderful science experiment. We really tied it into the STEM kind of phenomenon, you know, the science, technology, engineering, and math for girls. And we had a room full of girls in Atlanta, and they tested our products with water, with different liquids. To kind of hold us to our word, you know, does it absorb? Yes, it does. Okay. So, can you smell anything? No, you can't, with different type of liquids. And so they really helped us. They were our focus group and they really helped us, develop the product where it is today. And it was really, really sweet to see girls, especially girls in an urban setting in Atlanta, tie the science of what you use and what you put on your body, or, you know, next to your body, to their natural bodily function, and that it's science. And so that helped us create the products that we have today, that are really special and unique for all girls.
Wow, that's awesome. What an amazing story. And I'm so excited about the work and the difference that you're able to make. And coming as a teacher and educator, so a lot of people listening, and especially they don't have kids, or they don't have kids, or they have young kids, like when you first approached Monica with that challenge, and you're like, hey, Monica, like, let's do this. And you said her daughter's a baby, so she didn't know that. And then she gets another, you know, child's older, you know, get to 10, as you mentioned, 10 years later, she's like, I get it. Let's do that business you were talking about. So I love it. It's a great idea. It's a great success story, and I'm very happy and proud that you made it to launch, and now you're bringing this amazing stuff to market. So that being said, so if somebody's listening to this, Dana, and they want more information on Red Drop, or to follow the company, or to, if they have a daughter or a young daughter and they want to get involved and they want to purchase some product, I mean, what's the best way for people to reach out to the brand and to connect overall?
Oh, yeah. Thank you for that. So the best way we have, of course, our website, which is www.tryreddrop.com. We are also on Instagram at Red Drop. And we do have a new series where you can go on to tryreddrop.com. You can subscribe for videos and for beautiful health informed postcards for your daughter to come twice a month as well. And so we're just trying to find all avenues to reach, you know, girls and caretakers and parents with several different products that would, you know, suit them. So you can go there, the website or Instagram.
Fantastic. Well, Dana, really appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing more about your background and all the great work that you're doing over at Red Drop. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave me a review on the Apple iTunes store. And if you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Business, definitely give us a subscribe there, but also leave us some comments in the video. Love to know what kind of projects and things that you're working on. And Dana, thanks again for coming on the show.
Thank you, Adam.